This is the Life Truth Network.
On the Road, Episode 3.
On the Road with Nathan.
Presented by the Life Truth Network. Life-truth.com.
Discussions while commuting. Come with me if you want to live.
Is it my turn to drive? We'll get there eventually.
Isaiah 28, and it was talking about the priests who were in Samaria, basically acting like a bunch of drunkard people, but it was also a word of warning to the priests who were in Jerusalem with the same condemnation, but they were also acting the same way. So yeah, I mean, in that case, you know, there were, of course, the Jewish people. They were, you know, God's chosen people. So, hey, we're good, right? Everything we do is good. Well, whenever you're not, God gives you a warning.
Well, it's interesting because when you think everything is good and everything looks good, it's not always good. And, just like when I thought these burgers were good and thawed, they were frozen on the bottom. That doesn't bother me so much, except they'll cook. The only problem is I now notice that I've run all the gas out.
Your gas grill?
My grill and the hamburgers are on the flat top.
Yeah.
And,
you know, this line of thought kind of reminds me of one of our previous On the Road conversations where we talked about doing the right thing.
Right.
But yeah, getting back to what we're talking about, your burgers. You know, by the way, how are you grilling those burgers while I'm driving down the road? Isn't it bumpy in the back seat? What's that?
I'm on the roof. You're the one driving.
Oh, yeah. We got the pickup truck. You're out in the bed. There we go.
Yeah, watch that bump, man. That first one almost knocked me out. I know they say good drivers hit all the bumps, but come on.
Don't got to hit them all, huh?
No, not all of them. Now, if I can find my puppy dog. Hi, buddy.
All right. Well, you know, Arkansas, pickup truck, gas grill, dog. Hey, we're just hitting all those stereotypes, huh?
Why not? Don't forget the dog.
Yeah.
I'm about to have to go talk about driving. I'm about to have to go get some gas for the grill. So
oh, yeah.
I got to get the lease because he wants to run away from me until I have this thing.
So not to hop off of our topic, but what kind of dog you got?
He is a Jack Russell Yorkie mix.
Okay. So with all those wild beasts you have there in Arkansas, like, you know, bears and wild boars and coyotes, he protects you, huh?
Hey, don't do that.
He'll probably see a coyote coming and run in the house and cringe behind your feet or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's one of those kind of attack dogs. Well, maybe.
No, the point is, I thought everything was okay. Mm-hmm. I thought everything was fine. The only problem is I didn't double check.
On your burgers, you mean?
On the gas, on the burgers, on everything.
So,
and I think sometimes we need to, and this is where it hopefully connects. Sometimes we need to check ourselves.
Yeah,
this expression is check yourself before you wreck yourself.
It's like that thing that Jesus said about you got to count the costs. You know, you don't build a house without counting the costs first.
Right. And my thinking is, you need to know where you stand. You know, I like a, for example, do you know for sure you're saved? I like what one preacher said. Do you know that you know that you know that when you die, heaven's where you're bound? Because if you don't, better get that straightened out.
Right.
You know, if you're not placing your trust in Jesus Christ and Him alone, You better get that.
And that's the ultimate thing you need to count the cost on is your eternal security, your eternal place you're going to be. And that definitely is, that's probably the biggest priority that anybody has to get, lined up in their own.
Whether you're talking salvation or whether you're just talking, am I working to my fullest for Him, okay? Him being, of course, the Lord. Either way, it's really easy to take the lazy route and not double check. Just say, oh, I'm fine, and go on.
Oh, yeah.
But some of the strongest quick Christians, for example, hold on.
Well,
some of the strongest Christians are the ones who had questions and then they sought out the answers.
Yeah. And like I said, knowing where you stand, this again reminds me so much of our conversation about doing the right thing.
Right.
Are you willing to sell out your belief to go along with the society norms and stuff?
Right. And here's the thing about doing the right thing as well. Hold on just a second. Got a little problem here. Alright. I had to plug my phone in.
Yeah.
But it's about dead. Just everything's going off at once, isn't it? So much so that I about lost my, my train of thought.
Doing the right thing, not caving in, not selling out. I mean, it's when you sell out your faith, there's nothing worth doing.
What's your motivation?
Yeah.
What's your motivation? You might be doing on the surface the right thing, but if your heart's not right, then you need to check yourself.
Right.
You need to get that fixed. Grill is in full working order, but I don't have the gas.
Yeah.
Everything looks okay. And on the surface, it's a perfectly good grill. But there's one thing off. And sometimes when we try to serve the Lord, if we've got one thing off, it can mess us up. And I'm not saying that God is going to strike us down for every little mistake. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it is extremely important that we give our absolute best and that we know that we're trusting Jesus Christ alone, not the works we do, but that those who do have trusted Christ, they are where they need to be regarding their motivation, what needs to be, why are you doing what you're doing?
I can see a problem. You used the phrase, the works that you do. I can see a problem there, not with what you said, but with people's attitudes. For example, Well, yeah, I'm doing all the right things. I'm going to church. I'm in the Sunday school class. I am a pretty good person. I have no visible, flaws that would keep me out of polite society. But, whenever there's outside pressure on... One example, of course, was this past year of COVID and churches shutting down. Now, I understand there still are churches that have not opened their doors yet. And I know there are a lot of churches who have been open for much of that time. Well, that's an outside source. The society and government is saying, you got to close. Well, are you going to close? Or are you going to toss your faith in God to the wind? There's a lot of pressure on now, not really religious related, but with wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. Having such garbage like the critical race theory in schools. Those aren't really religious things per se, but they can affect your faith if they start teaching your kids or forcing you to do things that go against your faith.
Right.
And are you willing to cave in and gear that up just for the sake of going along?
You better not be.
That can be a bigger test of doing the right thing,
Right.
And are you willing to put your faith where where you say it is?
All right. Well, we're gonna have to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Good time for one of your little Christian podcast community commercials, and I have to go in and get some.
So we got to pull over here at the gas station. So I'm going to pause on my recording while we do this. And then,
I'll be right
back. The Schoolhouse Rocked Podcast with Yvette Hampton and Abby Ranella. The podcast for homeschool families, biblical encouragement from home education experts, and parents just like you. Hosted by Yvette Hampton and Abby Ranella. You can check out their website through the ChristianPodcastCommunity.org shows page, or if you want to visit them directly, you can visit schoolhouserocked.com. That's spelled SCHOOLHOUSERROCKED.com.
If a song is Christian, is it automatically okay? A song that's gotten a lot of play recently proclaims that the singer doesn't want to abuse God's grace, and that she needs it every day. I could agree with this very strongly. However, then she proclaims God's grace is the only thing that makes her want to change. Really? The only thing? What about love of God? Or the fear of God? Or hatred of sin? We need to be careful what we hear and sing. Just because it's labeled Christian does not make it right. Countering the culture in our quest for truth, this is Nathan Caldwell for Countershock. Find all we have to offer at life-truth.com.
Hello everyone, Daniel Minnick here. I host a podcast called Truth Espresso, and I am inviting you to join in. So what can you expect at Truth Espresso? Well, at Truth Espresso, we wake up our minds every Monday with a robust shot of truth. Let's dig deep in the Word of God as we get to know our God better together. Let's challenge our view of the world as we take apart conventional politics with a fine-toothed comb. See all that Truth Espresso has to offer by going to www.truthespresso.com. And by the way, Truthspresso is now a member podcast of the growing family of the Christian podcast community. Check out other faith-building shows at ChristianPodcastCommunity.org, hosted by Striving for Eternity Ministries.
To like leave it outside with me so I can blow up.
I don't know. I knew what it meant. It's, I mean, stuff like that's rare, but you gotta look out for your people.
Yeah, do you, I mean, I guess leave it outside while you go in or something, or?
Yeah, you're supposed to leave it outside. I didn't know. So, I mean, it wouldn't hurt me, to leave it outside. All right, you can record now, I reckon.
Yeah, we got it going.
And we're back.
Yeah. Back on the road.
Back. I'm going to quickly hook up this propane so I can start the grill.
Yeah. But I'm getting hungry. I don't know about you. I could use some hamburgers.
I'm getting hot, to be honest. It's got a nice...
Yeah. Well, there's supposed to be a heat wave, you know, till Thursday, I'm told.
I tell you what. I remember... Here in Bethany, these signs, you know, you see on the side of the road, church signs.
Yeah.
And the one I think about right now is no, it's not hotter than hell outside.
No.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
It is not. They have no idea.
Yeah, that is not a situation you want to find yourself in.
Oh, that's the truth.
But yeah, I kind of lost my whole train of thought when we were taking your break and they're playing around with your explosive bottle of gas.
Hey, I'm telling you, it gives us a good time to switch over into another topic if you'd like.
We can. What else you got in mind? I mean, I guess we kind of wrapped up talking about, you know, not selling out and not caving to pressure from social sources.
You wanna got it.
Keep on pursuing that, or we can talk about anything you want.
It is a perfect transition.
Yeah.
Because we were talking, you know, about a whole lot of things, really. First of all, of course, making sure that you are right with the Lord, making sure that you have trusted Christ. Then we talked about making sure that your work, when you have trusted Christ, has the right motivation. And I'm grilling. And when you grill, sometimes you want to hear the chef say, well done.
Yeah, well, especially when it comes to hamburgers.
I like meat. I don't know. Medium well's fine, I reckon. But what do I want to hear? I want to hear the Lord say, well done.
Yeah, because that's...
I don't want him to say, I nearly hit the mark there, man. Nearly made it. Good job.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's proof that God likes his steaks well done. I mean... Who likes to have rare steak? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Medium, that's all right. Medium well, getting better. Well done, my faithful servant.
I think you may have been taking that out of context.
Yeah, very much out of the context. Very out of context, but funny.
I think Andrew Rappaport might be coming through the radio
edge
pretty quick.
Yeah. That's it. You guys are off the podcast. You get out of here. We're done with you. No, I think he might get a kick out.
Now I gotta let him out. Y'all have something going on, aren't you?
Yeah, it's like there are some kids hanging around or somewhere.
I know we got some in the front and the back. And you can hear some in the back. It sounds like you got some too.
Yeah. I got them stuffed in the glove box. They'll be all right.
Last year, we had the whole thing, the summer of kids.
That was 2019. We had the summer of kids, and we would have Isaac. Isaac was on the show. We would interview him for a couple episodes. We had him do the kids moment, where he would do embarrassing fart sounds. Yeah, he was only 8 years old then. He just turned 10. So he is 10 and up. He can listen to James Kinison now.
Oh, wow.
So.
Listen to the big boy show.
Yeah. That dog wants some of those hamburgers, too. Huh. Well, hey, maybe we could do like a what you're reading or watching or doing lately, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, particularly, have you been reading anything like, you know, theological or something?
I have.
Have you been reading a particular Bible plan or something?
I've got a threefer I'm working on. I am reading Deuteronomy.
Okay.
I am reading the 10th Anniversary Edition of Tactics. And I am reading Frank Turek and Norm Geisler's I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist.
Oh, yeah. I have that book. I've been meaning to whip it out and read it, but I just never read around to it.
It's a thinking book.
Yeah. I actually do have that book. Yeah, I haven't read an awful lot of theological book stuff lately. Just some stuff from the library about, you know, little detective stories and things like that. Been trying to keep up on Sunday school lessons and doing various podcasting activities that I do. And this past weekend, my wife and I got a day off, ran away to Peoria to spend overnight. There's a, they have what they call the Illinois Blind Social Club.
Oh, wow.
And a bunch of blind people from around the state get together. And they just basically have a day of fun. You get there and have donuts and coffee. They have a short business meeting. They feed you lunch. You play bingo, you know, for like, you know, prizes and stuff like, you know, chocolate or batteries or stuff like that. Then they have an auction where they auction off stuff, which is amazing. Sometimes you get something for a good price, and sometimes it'll be a bidding war.
Oh, wow.
And my wife made a little crocheted, I don't know what you would call it. It's one of those little patches you wear on a strap around your neck. You can, like, hang your iPhone in it or put an ID card or something inside of it.
You ever have a hand, the nozzle stuck?
But she crocheted this little pouch, and it sold for $38 in the auction. So she was...
Robin?
Yeah, she was kind of surprised. And then she...
You ever have one of these things... on you?
We have a what?
This thing ain't turning on.
Oh, the grill? Yeah, I'm not real knowledgeable about gas grills. I've used them before, but I haven't used them very much. We actually have a gas grill, but Robin is usually the one who goes out to cook on it.
Because I can't even disconnect the
do not know what to tell you.
Huh?
I do not know what to tell you.
Well, I don't know what to tell me.
Huh.
But, man, a lot. It's crazy. And there's all the time there's still burgers sitting on it.
Hmm. Yeah. Hell, when all the flies come and land on them.
Well, no. The lid is shut.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was hoping you'd have a lid shut.
Can't unhook the gas from it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was putting together a list of resources for blind people who want to read the Bible.
Oh, wow.
It's not a long document. It just kind of touches some high points on it, on what Bibles generally work better than others. And some good resources on how to get study material. And a little bit about mobile apps, online apps, and stuff like that. Just kind of an initial primer, I guess you would say, on how to find this stuff that's going to work.
Right.
And once someone would find those items, then I'd have to say, okay, well, what do you want to know about how to use logos? I can tell you real fast, you don't. As great and awesome as the program as it is, it just refuses to be accessible for blind people. Now, their mobile app works just fine. And you can access your library.
Yep, but, definitely. I use that more than I use the computer.
But you just...
And they have a website version, too.
Oh, do they? No, I wasn't aware of that, I guess. But to me, if you're going to do like a study, a Bible study, it's a little more cumbersome to do it on your phone than it is if you had a laptop handy. Because with a laptop, you can have multiple windows open, alt-tab from here to there, and have various resources spread about your desktop. On a phone, it's just your app chooser, click on that one, app chooser, click on that one, back and forth. And it can be a lot more cumbersome. And sometimes apps, I don't know about logos, but some apps, they have note-taking ability, but it doesn't always work the way I need it to work. And so I always keep a blank word processor handy to jot down notes and copy and paste over references and do a lot of mix and match, copy and paste, reorganize. And it's just a lot more difficult to do that on the phone. But yeah, none of the apps are perfect, and it's good to have several so you can, jump between. I was trying to put together some reference material too for upcoming podcasts we might could do.
Yeah.
I had mentioned before, I don't know if it was on one of our road conversations or something else, about the Ten Commandments. I really, really do want to do that as a topic, but I'm not quite ready yet. I mean, I know one thing, we're not going to get through the whole Ten Commandments all in one show, unless we just read through them and do a fast comment. But there's a few that go pretty deep, and it's a lot more than just a handful of words on the Bible verse there. And I've been noticing too, because in digging through that, I have a digital copy of what's it called, the Biblica Hebraica, the Hebrew Bible.
Wow.
And to read the Ten Commandments, well, it's not like the regular, you know, Hebrew letters. It's like digitized into alpha A through Z kind of letter. But to see those digitized words and read it, that in Hebrew, of course, I have to have my Strong's dictionary or I wouldn't be reading it at all. There's some interesting phrasing on a few of those that... It doesn't change. I mean, the English versions don't change what it says. In some ways, it's a lot more terse. English adds some words here and there to help the concept flow a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's Greek and Hebrew are very. The way I understand it, very direct, and like it would be very choppy if all you had were the Greek and Hebrew words.
Well,
just literally there.
Well, Greek and Hebrew, much like Spanish, or I guess even French, they have words have gender, and there's different tenses, and there's different prefixes and suffixes, so that one word. You would have like Elohim, but
yeah.
Which of course means God, but because it has a certain suffix in it, it means your God or my God or our God.
Right.
But you know, in Hebrew it's just the one word. But in English, you don't have a word. you have to add that modifier to it. And sometimes things like and or the or unto from or what sometimes those just show up as a prefix. They don't. It's not a standalone word. It's just a prefix to the word. And both Hebrew and Greek will do stuff like that. And so, yeah. For example, the command that says thou shalt. Not kill, for example. How about,
right.
That's four words, right? It's only two.
You don't murder.
It's only two in Hebrew.
Right.
Basically, it says no killing. That's
right.
It. That's the whole command. No killing. And the
no
same.
Killing.
And the same for steal. No stealing. No adultering.
Right.
I mean that's it. How elegant can you get? You don't have to add the thou shalt. It
right.
Just says, no, don't do that. So in some ways it's a little more terse whenever you look at the original language. It still has the same impact. You can't argue with just two words.
Right. Well, brother, I'm going to have to let you go. I've got to call my wife.
Oh, man, is that guy with the blue lights behind us again?
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, hop out the back. I'll see if I can't pull over and distract him while you get away.
All right.
All right.
Oh, it's you again?
Oh, man.
Do you know why I pulled you over this time?
What do you mean, officer? I wasn't going fast.
License and registration.
Oh, man.
License and registration, please.
Well, what if I don't have it?
How are you still driving?
Here we go again.
Visit lifetruth.com, where you'll find all of our shows there, Quest for Truth, and Protectors of the Book. Now part of the Christian Podcast Community.org. And thanks to the police officer, Jimmy David Robbins.
Music in the show is provided by Scott Joplin, Original Rags. Originally recorded in 1900.
Thanks for listening.